Dawn of a New Day with Dawn Cribbs. Dawn's topic today,
sufficient unto the day.
Look for Dawn of a New Day in the McCook Daily Gazette. Now here's Dawn with today's program.
The clever tongue-in-cheek prayer has made its way through cyberspace for years. I really should commit it to memory. Dear Lord, so far today I'm doing all right. I have not gossiped, lost my temper, been greedy, grumpy, nasty, selfish, or self-indulgent. I have not complained, cursed, or whined. But I will be getting out of bed in a minute. I think I'm going to need your help. Amen. I need to memorize it because sometimes if I tarry over long abed before my feet hit the floor, I rise with one or two strikes against me before the day even begins. Unfortunately, it is all part and parcel of my all-too-human humanness. And I fear, just like Paul, I will struggle with my humanness all the days of my life. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do. This is what I keep on doing. Romans 7:19. Because I find myself so often at odds with the good I want to do and the evil I do not want to do, I often find myself at the well of Christ's grace, and He is faithful to provide a sufficient measure. Jesus underscores the concept behind the phrase used frequently in 12-step programs, one day at a time, with His acknowledgement in Matthew 6:34 that each day has enough trouble of its own. They certainly do. None of us knows at any day's beginning how it will end, and though we rise with the best of intentions, seldom are we able to slide between the sheets at nightfall without some measure of regret, remorse, or repentance on our lips or in our hearts. Alcoholics are encouraged to make themselves the same promise day after day. Today, I will not drink. What if they do? Others are encouraged to focus on what they can do just for today. Today, I will not lose my temper. Today, I will smile. Today, I will take responsibility for myself. What if they don't? During the wilderness wanderings, the people of Israel were given strict instructions from the Lord God in Exodus 16:4 about the manner in which they would receive their daily bread. Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. Enough for that day and no more." And this provision continued for 40 years. No one hungered. Bread sufficient for the day, bread sufficient for each one. We, as followers of Jesus, would do well to learn from this example. After all, Jesus is the bread of life. He is the one who leads us to springs of living waters, and it is by His grace we are saved. D.L. Moody once opined that a man can no more take in a supply of grace for the future than he can eat enough today to last him for the next 6 months, nor can he inhale sufficient air into his lungs with one breath to sustain life for a week to come. We are permitted to draw upon God's store of grace from day to day as we need it. Therefore, just for today, I will, and when I don't, I will know and thank God that His grace is sufficient today and for every tomorrow, forevermore. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Hebrews 4:16.
You have just heard Dawn of a New Day with Dawn Cribbs. You can read Dawn of a New Day in the Wednesday edition of the McCook Daily Gazette. Dawn of a New Day is aired every Wednesday at 1:01 p.m. only on KNGN.
If you have any questions or comments, please email us at goodnews@mccooknet.com. This has been a production of KNGN 1360 AM. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday at 1:01 p.m. for Dawn of a New Day.